You're listening to The Last Pew on Catholic Radio Indy 89.1 and 90.9 FM with Scott Williams. Underwritten by Dant Insurance. LastPewRadio.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is The Last Pew and also Faith in Action. So if you're tuning in through the week and you're wondering why in the world is this this strange man talking on the radio, that is because we usually have a weekend show called The Last Pew, but the wonderful people from Faith in Action have invited us to do a joint program to come up with this one show that we're able to bring to you today.
And so at the beginning of the program, you heard the kind of full production open there. We don't have one of those for Faith in Action.
But
that's as close as we can do.
We did have a guest a couple weeks ago that said, was sitting in studio, and she said, I can't believe I'm actually in your presence, Mr. Ganley, and listening to that voice that I hear all the time. And he does. He says, welcome to another edition of Faith in Action. I mean, that's not quite it, but okay. So, yes, it is Faith in Action and The Last Pew.
Yeah, this is a first kind of, if you will. So we're excited, and the reason is because I just got back from World Youth Day. We have Emily Hitchens joining us today as well.
Hi there.
Sometimes we call her Emily Mama Bear Hitchens. Aww. Is that what we finally came up with?
I guess that's what we're going with.
Oh, no, is that what we settled on?
Sure,
we were trying to find a nickname for everybody.
I like that. What's yours, Scott?
We're still working on this.
wait a second. Nicknames for everybody.
Okay. One at a time.
I was the one coming up with them, but okay. We'll just do one at a time. And Matt, what's your last name?
Del Busto.
I could not have...
Beautiful last name. Love that last name. Got to be Italian or something.
Yeah. Cuban.
Cuban,
yeah.
Oh, you were close.
I was close.
Yeah, so we just got back from World Youth Day. The three of us did on separate trips, but... MJ and Jim wanted to talk to us about World Youth Day, and we were going to talk about it anyway, so we figured, hey, why not? Well, let's just do one big happy family. Catholic Radio Indy family, and we'll do it all at the same time.
And Scott brought lots of pictures, so get right up close to your radio. No, that's not going to work.
The slideshow is actually playing in the background, so enable that on your radio so you can watch this. And that was the first thing I said to Scott when I came in this morning is, I want to see pictures, because he did something that I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard about or thought about, and I just think that's so cool. You did that the week after, right?
Yes, the week after. And that'll be a whole other show for a whole day, I'm sure.
All right, okay, fine.
I met the Pope. In short, my wife and I, we met the Pope.
Yeah. So, and she wore her wedding dress.
She wore her wedding dress. I wore a tuxedo.
Now, when you say meet the Pope in a room of 500 or 1,000 people, or
8,000 people, but we shook his hand.
Wow! Yeah. Oh, wow!
He's got a picture where he's like right there.
No, I mean, not the cardboard cutout.
Not the cardboard cutout. No.
Just want to get that.
No, it was him. It was him.
Okay, so you've got to frame that and put it over your mantelpiece, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
All right.
As soon as we get a mantle. Yeah, so we just got back from World Youth Day, which is really, really exciting. It was in Krakow, Poland. I was on a different trip than you guys actually were, but we were from the same general group, and we met up in Poland. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah, so the Archdiocese of Indianapolis coordinated kind of two trips that were kind of coinciding. So there was one for like the high school youth that Scott was a leader with. Mm-hmm. And they went to Rome first and then to Krakow. And then I was on the one for college students and young adults, as well as Matt. And so we went to Prague first and then we went to Krakow.
Yeah.
So once we got to Krakow, we were both groups were kind of staying at the same hotel, going to a lot of the same things, but not necessarily doing everything all mm-hmm. together.
And really, there was a third group, too, as well, sort of. So there was a group from St. Meinrad, mm-hmm. Their One Bread, One Cup program. They have a bunch of interns that help mm-hmm. throughout the summer. And I think eight or so of the folks from One Bread, One Cup, they met us in Krakow first, and then they moved to...
They went to Einsiedeln.
Einsiedeln.
Now, with the exception, of MJ and I, who are... slightly over 30. You guys are all under 30.
Not very much, though. No.
You guys are all under 30. Was everybody on the whole place? You talked about the three different trips. Everybody under 30?
No. So, I guess the word youth in around the world, Can be anywhere between the ages of 16, and I think the high end of that is 40.
Oh,
so okay. So,
right. So we're not far off, Jim.
There you go. Yeah. In the United States, we tend to go young adult as 18 to 35 typically, mm-hmm. I mean, there's people there from all ages, so it was kind of all over the board. But it's, you know, geared specifically for and to hear the voice of the young adults or the mm-hmm. youth of the world. So
I have a question for you.
Sure.
I have tons of questions, yeah. But is this so for Emily for Scott? Was this your first World Youth Day in an exotic location? So outside.
This was my first World
first,
Youth Day.
Okay, mm-hmm. First Scott.
This was my third World Youth Day. So I went to Madrid and then I went to Rio.
Wow.
And then okay. This will be my third.
Okay, so you had some comparisons.
I did, but they were all three very vastly different experiences. Oh. So the first one was really my first time out of the country. It was more of a vacation that I took.
Okay.
So I went. Right. It was exciting. I saw
Madrid.
Saw the yeah.
Yeah.
Rio was really very much in a pilgrimage experience, and I was more in a leadership role for this third one. So this one for me in particular was let's get everybody home.
So. With passports intact. Yeah. I mean, yeah, didn't lose it. You didn't want to lose anybody. Okay, so Emily, your experience was vastly different because this was a first.
Yeah, so I had never been to World Youth Day before. I've traveled abroad before. I've been on different pilgrimages before. But it was definitely, it was definitely different from any other sort of traveling experience I've had before. And I think it was the idea of pilgrimage and just sort of the large group that we were doing it with all together, mm-hmm. like having that group of pilgrims to travel together with and to share the experience with made it different.
And Matt, mm-hmm. You were in Emily's group?
Yes, I was in, so we had like a butler group within the larger young adult group. So I was in the butler group inside of that.
Okay, and you mm-hmm. have never been to World Youth Day before?
Correct, this was my first one.
Okay, so I'm really interested in your impressions, I mean, about the trip. And back up just a second, really, how did it even come on your radar to go?
I think they had someone came and just had a flyer at Butler, and I was kind of interested, and I thought, you know, why not? Mm-hmm. Pretty cool to see the Pope. So.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah, so I just
okay. A flyer.
I just kind of jumped into
really?
It.
Yeah.
A flyer?
That's pretty cool. Awesome. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's great.
That kind of snagged you. Okay. And your parents were like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, I told them that I would like have the prices handled through GoFundMe. Then Butler helped a little bit, so I was able to raise most of it, and I have a job, so I could pay for another part of it myself.
Love
so.
It. Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. Okay, so your impression.
It was incredible. I mean, it's definitely hard to describe if you've never been on one, but just seeing like literally over a million people from everywhere in the entire world, it was awesome.
And mostly all young people.
Yeah. Yeah,
now, I think that the masses of Catholics and understanding that everybody's Catholic, that my kids thought that yeah. was incredible
mm-hmm.
when they went to the canonizations.
Well, I mean, it's the biggest thing is, you know, you go to the churches in America and everybody that is active and vibrant in the church says that the young church is dying, that doesn't exist, that there's not a love for the church in our youth and in our young adults. And you go to an event like World Youth Day where there's 2.5 million people that are coming together to pray with the Pope and to pray around the world. The church is young and alive, and it's manifested there. And that's where one thing where people come together, it just brings new life into your own faith, into your own vocation. And it was a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
Oh, now, what was the venue like? You talk about 2.5 million people. You can't put
isn't
those.
Isn't that right? That number's right, isn't it? 2.5? That's what I heard.
I've heard it was. Somewhere around 2 million.
I mean, you can't put that many people in a stadium. Or
No. It's.
And we didn't.
No. You cannot. So, I mean, the naked eye cannot see as far as 2.5 million people go. So, like, if you think of what's it called? That racetrack that we have here in town?
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Like, I mean, that's huge in and of itself, but that doesn't even, that's a small drop in the water compared to World Youth Day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's literally a meadow. I mean, it's just open field.
It's outside in the 2.5 measurement is from the sort of the culmination, the very end, the papal mm-hmm. mass. There's a vigil and then there's a papal mass. So people kind of still keep filtering in throughout the week. And then that's kind of like the climax of the whole thing. And then you make this pilgrimage, this walk out to this like just big field outside of the city, because they can't hold you mm-hmm. anywhere in the city. So you all have to make a physical pilgrimage out to this big field. They called it the Field of Mercy, Campus Misericordiae.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so
our journey there was a story walk? In and of itself. All right. Yeah. So hey, we gotta take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Last Pew on Catholic Radio Indy, 89.1 and 90.9 FM, with Scott Williams, lastpewradio.com.
And faith in action with MJ.
I like that. You kind of joined the same genre.
There you go.
And faith in action.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is The Last Pew and Faith in Action.
You know, they pay announcers well to do that kind of distressed voice work. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of distortions and things like that. People make a living doing that.
Have you ever done that, Jim? Made no. a living doing that?
Well, just barely.
If you just join us, we're talking about World Youth Day today, and that's why we are joining forces in different shows. And Emily, you were getting ready to talk about the journey from from our hotel-ish thing that we mm-hmm. stayed at to the actual site.
How long was it, by the way, distance-wise?
Distance-wise, I'm told it was about 8 miles.
Oh, my.
You had to walk.
So
eight
we so
miles.
We walked. Mm-hmm. So this was Saturday.
We got our steps in.
Amen. We walked about 8 miles, and this is so we're going out to this field to stay overnight for the vigil, and then you sleep in the field overnight, and then the morning you have papal mass. So you have to carry everything that you're gonna need. Which really helps you simplify if you know you're going to carry it 8 miles. Mm-hmm. So on your back, you're carrying everything that you're going to need for this vigil. And it kind of starts out, everybody's coming from all different places. Wow. So it kind of starts out easy breezy. But as everybody kind of converges on the one field, it gets more and more congested and a little crazy. Matt was with me, actually. I don't know if he has anything to add to this.
Yeah, as
tale,
we
the short version.
as we got closer, it just got busier and busier, and I think probably 5 or 6 miles into it, we were literally in like a pedestrian traffic jam for like over an hour.
Like standing,
so like
in the
stand
same.
Still,
yeah,
like
just
literally
just stand still.
Standing still,
yeah.
Like standing in the same intersection as people. Like merged together.
Did you bring a lunch for these big traffic jams?
I had some snacks.
You know, ironically, that was the holdup, was people were trying to get their food. So, like, there was two different places where you were able to pick up a pack of food that were, it was supposed to be enough food to last you kind of lunch, dinner, breakfast the next day.
Oh,
it was
clever,
It was a backpack. And, you know, they had all these prepared. It was in a backpack. You give them a ticket, you get a backpack. You give them a ticket, you get a backpack. You give them a ticket,
okay,
you get a backpack.
Sounds simple.
Yeah.
Sounds simple, yeah. But somehow they totally mess that one up. This was the one source of if there was one source of stress that really kind of put a damper on World Youth Day, this was it, because we sat in a line forever. See, it was only an 8 mile walk, which
mm-hmm. he said only an 8 mile walk.
It's not been progressing the entire time. It wouldn't have been bad.
Maybe 2 hours.
And the temperature?
Maybe 2 hours. So, hot,
cold,
super hot,
and sunny,
stupid hot.
stupid hot.
Stupid hot, not breezy. Lots of people. So 8 miles, could have done it in 2 hours, just maybe a little over 2 hours. That's what we did on the way back. There, it took us, between the two lines that we had to wait in, 8.5 hours.
Oh, my.
It was our whole day getting out there.
Oh, it was literally the entire
melted.
Day.
You melted. Yeah.
So we didn't
so
want to wait in
line.
So you were
praying groceries the whole time, right?
I was praying something.
No,
Good girl.
Yeah, so the first line we skipped because we knew there was another place to get food. And we went around and we went to the next place to get food. We waited in that line for 3.5 hours. And we got to the front and this nice young volunteer from World Youth Day holds up a cardboard sign that
we're
says,
out of food.
No more food.
I knew of course.
Whose idea was it? Go to the second stand.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Dear.
So, I mean, that was... It was frustrating, and people were cutting in lines, and
it really
everything
just
else.
Brought out people's humanity, like that. You know, like that inner like. I might not get food and I need to do everything that I can to get food. And it was just getting really
crazy.
It was
intense.
And yeah. I was standing in this line thinking, guys, we signed up for this. Like, we left our hotel today knowing we were going to go sleep in a field for a day. We're not refugees. We're not, you know, like wondering like what we're going to eat next Tuesday as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just today. Like, mm-hmm. we signed up for this. But yet everybody was getting so just animalistic.
But you know, Emily, I think the interesting thing is you mentioned early on that this was a pilgrimage mm-hmm. from where you were mm-hmm. going to the site. Mm-hmm. And, you know, keeping that in mind is a discipline in itself. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I've thought of that before when I'm in a bad situation. You know, I'll have food tonight or tomorrow I'll have food or I'll be able to sleep. But, you know, short-term pain still very difficult. Yeah. Okay, so once you got there, Matt, I'm mm-hmm. curious about your experience because this is all new for you. Everything's new. You eventually did get food, right?
Well, kind of.
Sorry.
Kind
of.
So you didn't get the backpack maybe you were supposed to get. But was the Holy Father, so when you got there, he held Mass for you, correct? You had adoration or benediction,
well,
then Mass?
Once we were, so once we got there Saturday night, I think they had a band and they had different music playing.
Okay.
So everyone was just kind of getting settled in, like laying out their tarps and whatever they were sleeping on for the night. And then the Pope gave an address on Saturday night, but we didn't actually have a Mass until the closing one on Sunday.
Okay, so just that in itself, laying on tarps, sleeping on tarps underneath the stars, because they were just stars above you, right?
That was it.
Yeah. I mean, one of the most beautiful things about that night, though, is, you know, you're kneeling in prayer with 2.5 million young people. As if that wasn't enough to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament, they handed out candles to 2.5 million young people, and we held like a candlelight vigil. Why the people that handed out the candles were not in charge of handing out the food, I'm not sure.
Amen.
But
15 minutes flat, everybody had a candle.
It was the most impressive
thing
that I've ever seen.
It was great, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, beautiful.
We're kind of telling our story a little bit backwards because this was the end. I mean, this was the very end. I mean, the entire week and our pre-pilgrimage led us up to this final, gathering for the vigil and for the Mass. I'm glad we did that first because there's a lot to talk about World Youth Day, and it was important to talk about the very end. But I mean, like I had mentioned before. It is truly an amazing event to see that many people come together, and it really inspires your faith. So we got to take another quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Chris Dant with the Dant Insurance Company. Dant Insurance is proud to sponsor and underwrite Catholic Radio Indy's The Last Pew with Scott Williams. Dant Insurance will back you with 33 years of experience with multi-line insurance programs. We offer auto, home, life, health, and business insurance programs. If you'd like to discuss your insurance needs with me, I can be reached at 783-3303. That's 783-3303.
You're listening to The Last Pew with Scott Williams on Catholic Radio Indy, 89.1 and 90.9 FM.
That's Emily's favorite comeback in tone, but welcome back to the show. This is The Last Pew and also Faith in Action this week. We have the airwaves for an entire week, which I'm pretty excited about. So
that is pretty exciting.
Saturday the 13th until the next
Saturday, actually.
Saturday, I guess.
Yeah. Ten days. Well, a long time.
Very
exciting. You know what my takeaway from this is?
What's that?
We need a catchy lead-in. This is me. I mean, that's pretty cool. We got to work on that one.
now, Matt, this was your first World Youth Day. I've been on a couple, and Emily's been to other parts of the world and works in the industry, if you will. I'm curious, as a Catholic college student, you know, mm-hmm. owning your faith, being on the campuses, and going to all of World Youth Day. So we talked about the end, we talked about the vigil, but there's catechesis and all sorts of other gatherings throughout the week. What's your highlight? What's your takeaway? What's your big one?
Sure. I think just the takeaway, as simple as it is just like there still is hope in the world. I think, you know, with so many things going on, whether it's like terrorism or just everyone seems apathetic or you know, all sorts of nasty stuff going on in the world, like, there is hope. I mean, I met people from 6 different continents, you know, there were millions of people there, and just everyone, and it was people my age, just so excited to practice their faith. And I think that was the biggest thing, just seeing that, you know, the church is still very alive and vibrant, and not just maybe in older generations, but in younger ones as well.
So did you make Facebook friends with a bunch of new people?
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
Yeah, good. See, I think it makes the world smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we talked about your takeaway, that the church is alive and great and vibrant. The most interesting thing that happened to you during your trip?
The most interesting thing that happened?
Most interesting story.
Let's see. This is kind of simple, but just so every night we took a tram to get back to our hotel, and I was really excited to meet all the different people there, and at school I'm studying Spanish, so I was trying to meet different, like, Spanish-speaking people from Spanish-speaking countries as well, but mm-hmm. one night on our tram ride home, we met a group from Zimbabwe, and we just talked to, like, a group from Zimbabwe for, like, a half an hour, and just about life, about the church, and about their experience, and that was just, you know, awesome to be able to see someone who you would probably never meet anywhere else. But at World Youth Day.
So that's the fascinating thing about World Youth Day is people come from all over the world, mm-hmm. okay, and people that you'd never have the opportunity to meet ever. Who do you think was the biggest concentration represented? Which country do you think had the biggest concentration of representation?
Other than Poland?
I would say Italy and Spain. I saw all sorts of
Italy. Were they carrying flags?
Yeah, Italy's
okay,
big.
So that's how you knew mm-hmm. you'd look around mm-hmm. and see the, mm-hmm. okay.
The U.S. had a big delegation as well?
We had our Certainly. Largest delegation yeah. of an out of the continental, out of North America that we've ever had. I think it was 40,000?
Maybe.
My goodness.
Well, yeah. There was one night that was supposed to be a U.S. gathering, a gathering for all the United mm-hmm. States pilgrims, and they had it in this giant arena. It's one of the largest venues in Europe.
Yeah, think of like Marcus Square Arena.
Yeah, yeah.
But bigger. Mm-hmm. No, Marcus Square, what am I talking about? Banker's Life
yeah,
Field
Bankers
House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's huge, and I think it fit like, how many, like
20,000
mm-hmm. people, and they had Matt Maher playing, they had Audrey Assad, Bishop Barron did exposition wow. of the Blessed Sacrament, and there were thousands of people outside that they wouldn't let in because the building was at capacity.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like
my
it was yeah. huge, and like just with all of that, like the atmosphere was just electric in there. It was so awesome.
Yeah, it was. I mean the magnitude of the thing is what somebody's always going to take away from it. But I think that there's specific areas where people have unique just little drops of blessings that mm-hmm. God kind of places mm-hmm. in front of you mm-hmm. on that trip. Did you experience any of those, Emily?
Yeah, I feel like there were lots of like God moments throughout the week. One of the things I was really excited about was, especially like in that that venue, like it brought together a lot of different friends that I have who are connected to the church in some way, but in all over the country, all yeah. over the world. So like some Dominicans were organizing it, and then the Sisters of Life were organizing it, and I have a personal friend in each of those orders, and I was just kind of like scoping out all the Dominicans and sisters I saw to try to see if it was my friend. And I knew there was no way to organize meeting up with them, but I kind of said like, you know, Lord, if you want to have me bump into them, that'd be great. And in the same day, within like 20 minutes of each other, I bumped into both of them and got to have a little reunion.
What a blessing.
So, yeah, like just one of the little extra
what would you say
in there.
What would you say to parents who are listening right now who have teenagers and, you know, there'll be another World Youth Day in the mm-hmm. Do parents normally encourage the kids to go? Oh, really? Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, do parents normally encourage the kids to go, or do the kids beg mom and dad to go? Or and what would you say to a mom and dad that says, "Gee, I don't know, foreign travel sounds like a lot of money. Should I send my kid?"
You know, parents in specifically, I would say absolutely support it. If you're worried about your kids going, if they're like, say they're minors, go with them. If they're adults, let this be their experience. If you want them to travel internationally, make it a big Catholic thing. Because, you know, that's something that's an opportunity for them to be able to go. I will say that people know of the crisis of vocations in the church, that there aren't enough priests, that our priests are overextended, that we're going, there's priests that are covering three parishes at a time sometimes. This is a place, large events like this, the National Catholic Youth Conference, World Youth Day, local conferences where people are able to see the larger church, statistically has been proven to be one of the places where people where young people are able to know and to be able to realize their vocation. On my group's trip alone, 104 people, there were four young men that either privately or publicly had mentioned that they're interested in being a priest. And I think that's just, I mean, they,
wow,
that would not have happened if it was a Sunday youth group. It wouldn't have happened just coming and sitting in the pews.
Vocations but happen when people fall in love with the church. And this is an experience where you fall in love with the church, the universal church. And you can't get that any other way.
Yeah, and they see the church in its raw form. They see priests dancing. They see they see the nuns that are kind of just hanging out and chit-chatting and laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, they see religious vocations in their true form, in their humanity.
You know, and Matt pointed out something interesting. Matt Del Busto, our wonderful guest and recipient, pilgrim on this trip, the GoFundMe opportunity, that's huge. That's huge now, and that's something that you can tap into and use if there's. I know that my kids wanted to do that, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's so much money. I mean, but GoFundMe, brilliant idea. So you come up with part, they come up with part. Your parents pitch in a little. So yeah. Great idea. Faith in Action today has been sharing, kind of like the spotlight with the last pew. I think
because they got to go and we didn't.
this was a first for us, but it won't be a last. This is kind of fun. Yeah. I've kind of enjoyed this.
And we did a kind of a fun show that we had sent back overseas to. I haven't actually gotten to listen to the whole thing through, but I have been told by my faithful listeners, like my mother, that it was an excellent that it was an excellent show.
I'm sure, she loved it.
But we did some kind of field interviews. We talked to people on trams. We talked to some of the priests. It was a neat experience. So. If you want to hear about World Youth Day in its entirety, we would love to talk about all day. This is a small smidget of what we were able to bring to you guys. But truly, if I can say one thing about World Youth Day, is go and experience it. If you have a young person in your life, encourage them to be a part of it. If you don't have a young person in your life, you don't have little ones, but you have a way that you're able to support somebody financially or prayerfully, please do it. I mean, it costs, our trip was $4,000. I think your trip was
right in that neighborhood.
Right in the neighborhood of that. We oftentimes don't have the funds to pay for it, but please be generous in all the ways that you can. You know, we're just about out of time, and we want to thank you all for joining us. MJ and Jim, thank you so much for inviting us to share your airwaves with us.
It's been fun.
All right. We'll see you next week or whenever you hear us next time here on The Last Pew in Faith in Action.